and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life SP, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey guys, what the deal? This is Life is Pete. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. I thank you so much for joining me. If you are a first-time listener, I appreciate you giving this a shot. I don't know where you heard about it, if it was retweeted on Twitter or you found it on Facebook or Instagram or just your peoples told you, come check this out. I so appreciate you. If you are a repeat listener, you know, in my heart, thank you so much for giving me a platform in which I could share my thoughts. For a couple weeks, I've been getting like messages over and over and over again. I know if you're a repeat listener, you're like, wait, that's nothing new. But sometimes, you know, like I may do a show on a particular message that is standing out that week. But then the next week I'd be like, you know, I'm getting this message from the universe. And I'm like, oh my God, this message was kind of like an undertone last week, but now it's here. It's like, boom, 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 boom. So if you follow me on Instagram, and that's at PWrites, by the way, it's PWrites. If you follow me on Instagram, you would see that I posted about taking myself out to lunch. And I went to this really cool, I'm going to just say a Spanish restaurant, because at first when I was invited, I thought it was a Mexican restaurant. And then when I took a picture of my empanada, somebody on Twitter told me that that was Argentinian style. And so I'm like, maybe it's an Argentinian restaurant. I don't know. But it was a really nice restaurant. And so let me tell you what the deal was. I had driven myself to Baltimore and I was hanging out for the day, and I was kind of just like by myself, intending to walk the Baltimore Harbor and find something to eat and, you know, just like really treat myself to a nice day. And what happened was I was parking and I was like, dag, I don't want to pay the $28 parking that I did last time when I parked in a lot. Like, I was like, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't do it in New York. I ain't trying to do it in no other state. So I was like, nah. So I parked on the street at a meter, and the meter, I guess, was broken. And so two other women were trying to figure out what was on the meter, what was going on with it. I was trying to figure it out. We couldn't figure it out. So I just took a picture of it and was like, I don't think they could ticket me. So yeah, the car is going to be here. But I kind of want to stay within the vicinity now, because I'm like, yo, you know, if I got to plead my case, is it somebody trying to give me a ticket that I can't afford? I don't want to do that. So anyhow, the two women asked me, they were like, are you going to, I think the name of the restaurant was La Cane or something like that. Or La Cane. And I was like, or Cayenne, maybe? I don't know. And so I was like, I don't know. Like, where is that? And so it was right across the street from where we parked. And I was like, uh-oh, what kind of food is that? And we're like, oh, it's kind of like Mexican. And I definitely was in the mood for tacos. So I was like, yes, 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 yes. So I go there, and while I'm walking in, the women are ahead of me and they're like, are you by yourself? So of course, I say, yeah. So then they invite me to sit with them at the bar. Cool. Let's do that. So we sit at the bar and we had a wonderful conversation. It was really, really good. And we just talked about so many things. And, you know, you get me to start talking about writing and the journey to becoming an author. And I just will not shut up. So, and then if you look interested, oh boy, I'm going in. And so it was really good. At least I think it's really good. They probably like, that crazy lady just talked that head off. But it was really good. My sangria. Ooh, I had a white sangria. It was, that was good. That was really good. I didn't have the kind of tacos that I love. I love hard tacos, but I told you I had an empanada with some guacamole. That was really good. And then I had a short rib taco, which it was good. The meat was good, but it was not a lot going on in the taco. There was no cheese, there was no lettuce, and it was a soft taco. So it was really just like bread and meat. Yeah, next time I'm like make some requests or whatever. I should have got the ribs because homegirl next to me got some ribs and those things look like they was just oof. Yeah, next time I'm coming back. Next time I'm thinking, listen, I'm over here thinking like should me and Sadia have lunch here today? But it was really good. But I know you're like, P, what's the point? Get to the point. So anyhow, I go there and my friend is texting me and is like, are you okay? Are you good? You know, you said that you were going to get something to eat, but you've been gone for hours. Then you said you met some folks and you didn't specify anything about these folks. And like, did they kidnap you? What is going on? And I'm like, chill. I'm good. I'm straight. I'm good in every hood. I tell everybody that I'm good every hood. I ain't never been wrong nowhere. Except for that one time somebody snatched my phone out my hand in Philly. But I've learned. I still want to bust that little boy up inside his head. But anyhow, you know, I learned. And I walked away feeling really, really good. I left the two women at the restaurant because, you know, I had enough of talking. Picture that, right? And I go and I did walk to the harbor and there's a candy store that a friend of mine wanted me to see. And I went in there and it was all this candy. Oh my God, I'm the worst person to send into a candy store because I love candy. And if you got Sour Power on deck, we friends, okay? I love Sour Power. Between Sour Power and Mike and Ike, like, you got my whole heart. So I'm in there, you know, I'm buying Sadia some lollipops and stuff and some cute little gadgets to work the lollipops. I don't know, just whatever. So I'm in there. I'm having a good time by myself. Walking back to my car, put stuff in, you know, I take a little drive. I'm chilling by myself. When I leave Baltimore, it's like, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. It's a summer night, beautiful breeze. I'm a little tired, but it's a good drive by myself. And it just really made me think about how, and I posted this on Instagram, so like, you know, don't be like, you said that already. But it really made me think that you don't need to have company for every mile of your journey. There are some steps that's okay to take by yourself. I know when we have these dreams and we pursue things and we are running towards the mark, we complain about who's supporting us, who's not, who's buying into us, who's not, who's listening, who's praying over us, who's this, who's that, and really just judging people or not loving people based upon where we feel they failed in their support. And I think that, don't get me wrong, there's people who are just not supportive at all. They don't root for you. They don't wish you well. Yeah, get those people out of your life. But you have people who, and I've talked about this years ago too, we have people who support in different ways. So you may not buy every book that I publish, but maybe you listen to all my podcasts. You may not listen to my podcasts, but maybe you retweet all my books. My daughter is selling t-shirts. Maybe you bought a t-shirt. Maybe you just retweeted the post and told your friends to support this young lady. It's not something you do, but told your people to support them. Maybe you just sent her a donation. Like, I don't want a shirt, but here, I want to send a donation. Maybe you did that. Or maybe you just had a word of encouragement. Maybe you told me to keep going. Maybe you didn't say anything, And maybe I have no idea that you're praying for me. Maybe I have no idea that you purchased my book. Maybe I have no idea that under a different name, you left a review for one of my books. Maybe you told your friends about me. Maybe you referred me. Maybe somebody else found me through you. I don't know. So I can't keep going around judging you based upon the support I think you're giving or not giving. Like I said, if you speak in negativity into my life, if you doubtful, you're not going to do it, you're not going to make it, and da da da. Yeah, I pretty much scrubbed those people from my life. I'm very blessed in the terms of where I stand now. There's no one I can think of, no one I can point to in my life, in my day to day, in my circle that is negative like that. Thank God they're gone. But there was a time where, you know, you're measuring people's love based upon how much you think they support you, because you have in your own mind what support is. You have in your own mind what it should look like, where it looks different to different people. It's a different type of love language. People speak it differently. You know, maybe they babysat your child while you were busy doing that thing that's supportive of your dream, or even not even your dream, while you were busy doing that thing that was supportive of your happiness. You were out, maybe you went on a date and they babysat your child. Maybe you went on a vacation and they babysat your child, or babysat your dog or your cat or whatever. They house that, whatever. You know, it looks different. And we sometimes discount all the things and all the beautiful wonderfulness that people bring into our lives because they didn't fill this one little spot right here. And maybe that spot that you're looking to be filled, maybe that was for you to support yourself. Maybe that was supposed to be for you to take yourself out, for you to invest in yourself. Maybe that was the spot in which you hadn't invested all you could in yourself. You hadn't supported yourself the way that you could and the way that you should. Maybe that's what that spot was for. Maybe you were supposed to fill it instead of looking at everyone and say, like, you know, oh, when I get on, you know, I was planning on doing this, that, that for you. And, you know, and then you know what I'm saying? You ain't buy my book, or you ain't read my script, or, you know, you ain't say what I wanted you to say when I wanted you to say it. You know, sometimes I tell my daughter, because she's very, very much a visionary and she has a plan. And when she wants that plan executed, she wants it executed to the T. At 5 years old, okay, she's watched videos, she's made drawings, and I have all these little papers of her mess ups crossing out. And to me, I'm like, it's kind of look good. Like, this was salvageable. No, I messed up the eye. I messed up the cheek. And, you know, she's using markers. So in my mind, I'm like, maybe we should get you a group of pencils or something so you could just erase it. But stop wasting up all this paper. But, you know, she's just very, it has to look pleasing to her. And even if it's not perfect to me, it has to be pleasing to her. And she's like that with everything. I joke about how much she loves macaroni and cheese. She loves my macaroni and cheese. And if you give her instant macaroni and cheese, if you give her something from a fast food restaurant or the frozen one that you heat up or whatever, and you'd be like, nah, Chick-fil-A's is really good. Like, she ain't trying to hear that at all. She's like, she'll look at it and go, this is mac and cheese. I want macaroni and cheese, because she's like, I want that thing baked in the oven. Like, yo, this is real specific. But like, you know, she'll go to somebody's house. They'll bake macaroni and cheese and she'll say, is it like my mom's? And, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's not exactly like your mom's, but, you know, try it. And she'll try it and, you know, give you her honest opinion of what. Most of the time, if you bake it, she'll be like, it's good. It'd be good enough for one bowl. When she eats mine, she wants 2, 3, 4 servings. But what I'm saying is that she knows specifically what she's looking for. She has a very clear picture of what it is she wants, and she wants that thing executed to the T. That can definitely be an asset. That is definitely a favorable trait. But with every favorable trait comes some harm. Just like with every trait that you think is your bad trait, if you use it right, it could be your good trait. At least that's what I believe. But the harm in that is you're not flexible. people don't necessarily, you can't control people. They have their own minds. They have their own free will. They say what they're going to say. They move how they're going to move. And you can't control that. So it's very difficult to have your vision executed if it relies upon people following your script. Even directors, when they direct movies, you know, actors would be like, oh yeah, when I said this particular line or whatever, this wasn't in the original script. But, you know, it came out well and we just went with it. So you have to, you know, the writer, the director, even the actress, they all have to be flexible and have to be willing to give room for those extra things that are not planned. So when people don't support or don't do the thing that you think they should in the moment in which you think they should, I feel like you need to ask yourself, are you being too rigid? Are you not giving room for some flexibility for different ways in which people show their support, in which people show their love, or giving the room for people to go through their own stuff? People got their own stuff going through their mind. They got their own, like, have you been supportive? Maybe they're just, you know, giving you what you give. Maybe your head is so stuck up your own behind trying to gain support that you forgot to support the people around you. I know me, I get focused on being overwhelmed with my sponsor or, you know, trying to pack up my house and write a book and do podcasts and be a mom and make all these different plans, you know, and I just complained about this on Facebook that I forgot a whole bunch of people's birthday. And these are people who've been in my life for years and years and years. They understand that I'm busy. They understand there's a lot going on. So, you know, they're not dying because I didn't say happy birthday. But I feel bad. I feel bad because very rarely do I miss these people's birthday. And, you know, I'm calling around. Did I miss your birthday? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Did I miss your birthday? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, someone else I called, did I miss your birthday? I'm so sorry. And they're like, no, it's on such and such a date. And now that I'm talking to you about it, I got to check my calendar because I'm like, oh, shoot. Did I now did I miss it? Because I'm like, I can't keep track. I can't keep track. So I say all of that to say, that lack of support, that lack of love, that lack of fulfilling what you think that you need to be fulfilled may not be that. It may not be that. One, it could be, you know, so many things going on. But two, it could be that this is your opportunity to support yourself. This is your opportunity to walk that mile by yourself, to see what tools you've built, to see what things you've accomplished that you can put into place to help you get to the next level. Not everything is reliant upon somebody else being there. Some stuff is for you by yourself. And maybe I understand that differently because I grew up an only child. You know, my sister is, you know, was born when I was a grown woman. So, you know, and you know, granted, she's not really my sister. She's my cousin because she's my aunt's child, but she's my sister, daggone it. Tell me otherwise. But she was born when I was a grown woman. So I grew up an only child. My daughter, you know, has a sister who doesn't really keep in contact with her, who's much older than her. She's an adult. So she's basically growing up an only child. And I have to teach her the same thing, that not everything requires partnership. Not everything requires you to have somebody with you. Some things you got to learn to do by yourself. You know, before you cut people off for not doing what it is that you want them to do, when you want them to do it, how you want them to do it, really ask yourself about, one, your flexibility, but two, is this the pocket that you're supposed to fill? I think sometimes we get addicted to, you know, looking for the person to back us up. It sometimes gets lonely on an entrepreneurial journey. I can't front. It does. Because nobody sees the vision. Nobody sees what you see. Nobody wants what you want because you want it so bad and you want it so differently. So I'm not going to negate the loneliness or the hurtful feeling that may come with. But I don't want you to run around cutting every single person out your life because they didn't fulfill spots that you were supposed to fill, that you were supposed to spread your wings a little bit, that that was the room for you to push. That was the room for you to take the next step by yourself. That was the room to show that you were strong enough, that you had done enough, that you had accomplished enough to make it through without the audience. That it was okay for you to walk this mile by yourself. It was okay. And yeah, I got all of that from taking myself to lunch. Because sometimes when you walk that mile by yourself, you meet other people on the way. You meet supporters on the way. You meet the next level of supporters. You meet the next group of people who are standing in your corner who are rooting for you. But if you keep looking back over your shoulder, you don't see what's in front of you. So you have to learn to look forward and go ahead and take that next step. It's okay if you're by yourself. It's okay. It's okay. You may meet who you supposed to meet if you just keep going forward. You may link up with who you're supposed to link up, network with who you're supposed to link. You know, sometimes when you go to networking events with someone, you don't meet all the people you're supposed to meet. You don't network the way you're supposed to network because you stuck up each other behind, walking behind each other, you know, trying to keep eye contact with each other, checking on each other. If you go to those things by yourself, you know, you may find some jewels, you may find some gems. You may not, and that's okay too. But like I said, some miles are meant for you to walk by yourself. And I was reminded of that when I took myself to lunch. To be free enough to enjoy my own company. To be brave enough to explore a city that I don't have a lot of experience in. Drive around. See what's up. See what it's like. Taste the food. Laugh a little with some strangers. Have a good conversation. I didn't need a partner to do all of that. I was able to do that by myself and I had a very good time. I didn't know I was going to meet someone. I didn't know I was going to meet. And we didn't even exchange numbers. We exchanged Instagram, but we ain't even exchanged numbers because we just had a good time in that moment. We'll probably run into each other again because I'm going back to a restaurant. It was good food. But you don't need a partner for every step. Some stuff you can do alone. Okay. All right. I'm off my soapbox. Sadia's in here kissing up on me and like, Ma, I want your attention. I'm trying to be quiet, but I really want your attention. So I'm about to give her some. But if you want to support, I'm at P Writes on Instagram and Twitter, and that's P-W-R-I-T-E-S. All my books are on Amazon Kindle and Kindle Unlimited. And that's as an author, I'm Phoenix Ash. And that's A-S-H as my last name. I have a couple of books on Audible, so you could definitely look me up there. If you want a paperback, that too is available on Amazon. Also, I have a few paperbacks that's left as I'm cleaning out my house. So if you hit me up on Twitter in my DM, I usually post in my fleets, even though fleets are going away, but I usually post in my fleets, you know, what books I have left. So if you want an autographed copy, definitely hit me up. You know, you can still hit me up even if I don't have anything left because, you know, when I get situated, I'm going to order a new batch and start sending more out. But right now, I'm just cleaning out my current inventory. So definitely hit me up. I will send you a book. People been getting their books within a couple of days. So post office being good to me this summer. Yeah, you know, tell a friend and tell a friend, listen to the podcast, retweet, repost. You want to support my daughter, definitely hit me up on Twitter. I've been posting her t-shirts that are available for sale. Just look through my profile. You'll find some pinned tweets. Yeah, there's a lot going on. You know, she's trying to go to art school. So we're saving up money and her way of contributing to how much art school is about to cost me is she's selling her original artwork on some t-shirts. And she's so dope, y'all. She's such a talented artist that I'm so excited for people to see how talented she is. Please take a look, support, hit me up. I post the website on the flyers, but you know, if you have trouble ordering, you can definitely order directly through me in my DM. People are definitely doing that. Okay, so now that I've like run your whole pockets, been like support here, support there, da, da, da. Yeah, but buy my books, yo, because this is my dream and I'm fulfilling it. And I'm really blessed and really lucky to be able to say that. So thank you. Until the next time when we can exchange power. Peace.